There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, Wednesday, April 18th edition. Quite an entertaining Tuesday. It's nice when one of the guys we want the most gets it done, and Patrick Corbin doesn't always work out that way, so we like it and we live it up while we can. Trevor Cahill got it in, Kluber, McCullers, you name it, most of it worked out pretty well. Trinos, not so much, but $4,700, that's the gamble you take. The bats, you know, Astros didn't go off as expected, but everybody was on that, so pivoting was a good call. That the Milwaukee-Cincinnati game, just baffling, absolutely baffling there. But all in all, good night yet again. Let's move on to Wednesday, where we have a split slate. 6-game early, 7-game main slate. So we're going to do them both for you. We're going to bang them out. We're going to start with the 6-game early slate, where it's interesting. But before we get into both, let me give you the totals on the day. We got the kicking it off first thing. Rockies Pirates is not on either slate. For some reason, typical DraftKings, it starts a half hour too early to add it to the rest of the slate. But we got Orioles Tigers at 9, Rangers Rays 8.5, Reds Brewers 9, Cardinals Cubs 7.5. Watch the weather in that one. I'll talk about that in a minute. White Sox A's 8.5, Royals Blue Jays 9, Indians Twins 7.5, again in Puerto Rico. Nationals, Mets, 7.5. Phillies, Braves, 8.5. Gigantes, Diamondbacks, 8. Red Sox, Angels, 8. Astros, Mariners, 8. Dodgers, Padres, 7.5. So we have 3 9s, 2 8.5s. Those are on the early slates. On the late slate, we have 1 8.5, and it's all 8s and 7.5s. So good pitching, as we will talk about late. Early on, we're going to love the bats and cross our fingers on the pitching, and it'll make for a fun full day of MLB DFS action. So let's get at that early 6-game slate. Highest priced arm is Cole Hamels at 10-3. No thank you. I get it. It's the Rays. They can be beat up. You know, Matt Moore shut him down, but the night before, Martin Perez got lit up by him. Cole Hamels is getting guys out with his changeup. If his changeup's not there, his fastball is mediocre at best. There's batting practice pitchers that throw that fastball better. That fastball's giving up so much hard contact, it is ridiculous right now. So if you want to pitch him, go for it. I'm going to pick my poison elsewhere and take my gambles elsewhere. I think there's upside at $6,000, guys, the same upside as Cole Hamels today. So that's where I'm looking there. But I will give a look at J.A. Happ at $9,600, going up for the Toronto Blue Jays at home against the Kansas City Royals. Happ's been pretty good, 28.1 at Baltimore, 20.6. at home against the Chicago White Sox. Happ rarely, knock on wood, gets beat up in his last two starts. He's managed 9 strikeouts in both of those starts. And he's going to be going up against a Kansas City team, striking out over 27% of the time versus left-handed pitching. So Happ is definitely a guy, limits the hard contact, definitely one to look into. You got Kansas City with their team total of about 4.1, lefties 224, righties 325. So there are some concerns, but for cash games, I definitely like Happ. And for GPPs on this slate, there's only 4 pitchers I'm going to give you out of the 12 possible ones that I'm looking at, and Happ is one of them at 96. No John Lester for me. The Cardinals own John Lester. I'm not a John Lester guy. And I mentioned the weather. The weather is really, really bad. Winds blowing in from center field and like 70 to 80% chances of rain. would not be shocked if this one gets rained out. They're division guys. They can reschedule it with ease. That one should get rained out. Only other weather issue on the day slate, and it's not even bad. Wind's blowing out to right field about 10 miles an hour, Oakland and the White Sox. So overall, weather is really, really good. But that St. Louis, Chicago, I would not be shocked if it's rained out. But if it isn't, Cardinals bats all day long. Next pitcher I'm looking at, Andrew Triggs, $8,500 at home for the Oakland A's against the Chicago White Sox. Triggs coming off his worst start of the year at Seattle, 5 innings, 5 hits, 2 earned, 4 strikeouts for 11.1. But prior to that, he's only going 5.5 2/3 his other two starts, but he's given up no more than 2 earned runs in any start. It's just he had more strikeouts in his first two. So he got you 21.2 at the Angels and 19.7 home against Texas. And I want to mention that because those were his two big strikeout games. And now he's going up against a Chicago White Sox team that we know strikes out a lot. We had Mengden throw a great Monday night. Trevor Cahill on Tuesday night got it done for us very, very nicely. And they strike out 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So Triggs, with his great ground ball rate of over 51%, limits the hard contact, is in a really good spot against the Chicago White Sox, who have a team total of 3.84, one of the lower ones on the day slate. Lefties 284, righties 327 against Triggs. So definitely a guy I'll be looking at, 8,500. You know, it's scary when pitchers don't go that deep, especially for the win, but just in general, racking up those counting stats you're looking for. But on this slate, it's definitely a guy I can take a look at. Now we'll drop down to Kevin Gausman, $6,400 at the Detroit Tigers. We've known it for over a year now. We figured it out last year. Everyone talked about it. When Caleb Joseph's catching form, he pitches great. When he doesn't have Caleb Joseph, it's a disaster. Here's the caveat. It's a day game after a night game, so you're going to see a lot of catchers getting the day off, and Joseph caught last night. So there's a good chance that Cisco gets the start behind the dish, and he has struggled with Cisco. So if you're really, really worried about that, then leave it alone. Don't worry about it. But if you're not, Gossman's in a pretty good spot against the Detroit Tigers. We know he's got big-time strikeout stuff. The damage can be there. We can be scared about the long ball with him. But it's a depleted Tigers lineup, not the scariest of lineups. And they do strike out almost 20% of the time to go with Gossman's 20% K rate. When you're looking at the Detroit Tigers, they have a team total of 4.5, lefties 358, righties 344. So it's extremely risky, as we expected, but the upside's tremendous with him. It's like a boom or bust. At $6,400, he can get you 25-plus points, or he can get you 5 or less. It's just what you're going to get with Gausman. It's the gamble you're going to have to take on a slate like this, so Gausman is on my agenda. The last one I'll be looking at is a Tampa Bay pitcher, and we saw Yonny Chirinos get beat up by Texas, and Texas can beat Jacob Faria up as well, but Faria at $6,200 brings a lot of upside to this matchup. He had 6.2 his first start at home against Boston, minus 18.3 at Boston. So he got beat up by Boston twice. He got away from Boston and he faced Philadelphia at home, 5 1/3, 2 hits, 1 earned, 7 strikeouts for 21.6 DraftKings points. Facing a Texas team today that strikes out quite a bit as well. We're talking the likes of 25.5% of the time to go with his 22.6% K rate. So the K upside will definitely be there. And when you look at Texas, their team total of 3.9, it's like middle of the pack, actually rather low for the day slate. Lefties 279, righties 317, so he's got the reverse splits working for him. It's, again, the day slate is a rocky, rocky slate when it comes to pitching, so I'm going to take my value and I'm going to run with it and get the bats that we can load up and play with. I might leave some money on the table if we take some different bats, as we'll talk about, but Faria definitely is in a really good spot, really good stuff. He got beat up by Boston twice. That happens to a lot of people. Look at Shohei Ohtani on Tuesday night. Got beat up by Boston. It was home run derby in Anaheim. So give me some Jacob Faria. So your four pitchers on your day slate, J.A. Happ at 96, Triggs at 85, Gausman at 64, and Jacob Faria at 62. Like those quite a bit. Let's take a look at your bats on your day slate. Kick it off at the catcher's position. Yeah, Yadi Molina, if that game plays, he has great, great career stats versus Lester, so keep an eye on that one. Tucker Barnhart versus Zach Davies. Barnhart's been playing really well. He had the night off last night. He came in late, had a couple at-bats, got a couple more knocks. So there's something to definitely like there, but he's been super productive. Like 5-plus points in 4 straight outings. At $3,500, he is in play. That price tag's jumping. We used to get him like $2,200 last year. So definitely on the rise. Look at a guy like Russell Martin at 34 versus Ian Kennedy. Kennedy's having a smoke and mirror type year, but the hard contact is still massively there with Ian Kennedy and a big-time fly ball guy. He's only got a 35% ground ball rate and a 20% K rate. So you do the math on that, he's got about a 45% fly ball rate and a 42% hard contact rate. There's a lot to like about the Toronto Blue Jays, and the Toronto Blue Jays have the highest total at the moment on the slate at 4.85. Lefty's 325, righty's 333. So a guy like Russell the Love Muscle at $3,400 could be in play for you, and the Toronto Blue Jays as a whole could definitely be in play. Now, it was a doubleheader on Tuesday for Toronto, so if Martin's out, you got a guy like Luke Maley at 3,200. It's not sexy by any means. Everyone goes, oh, who's Luke Maley? He's only a guy that's got, in his last few games, 10, 9, 16, 12. The four games he spotted in for Russell Martin, 10, 9, 16, 12. Let me repeat that, 10, 9, 16, 12, and he's facing Ian Kennedy. So Luke Maley at 32 could definitely be in play. You go down a little farther, it gets a little bleaker on this slate, but you look at guys, maybe Wilson Ramos. I know he's played back-to-back games. He's tore it up for us. He had a big home run on Tuesday night, and then he had a double-digit performance the night before. If he does crack the lineup at 28, he's worth a look. Bruce Maxwell at 28 versus Carson Fulmer of the White Sox. He's a mess. The A's are the third highest total at 4.7. Lefty's 359, righty's 250 off Carson Fulmer. So a guy like Bruce Maxwell at 28 is definitely a value play if you need to go that route. Chance Sisko at 27, if he gets to start for Baltimore, could be in play. Maybe Kurt Casale for Tampa Bay at 26 if Ramos is out. Check your lineups. Usually on, especially day games after night games, you get a ton of value at the catcher's position. First base, A to the Rizzo against Weaver at 48. It's not horrible. I'll go back to the Joey Votto well at 47. Good night two nights ago for 10 points. Tuesday night, he was okay. He got you like 6 or 7 points. He's slowly getting that back going and going up against a guy like Zach Davies, who's definitely hit or miss. And a Cincinnati team with a team total of 4.2. Lefty's 333, righty's 327. So Joey Votto at 47 is definitely worth the look. But if you go $100 cheaper, Justin Smoke at 46. We already mentioned targeting Ian Kennedy, so Smoke is worth a play. Eric Thames, still on fire. He's crushed the Reds all last year, especially in April. Does it again. Goes deep on Tuesday night. He's 4,400. Against Tyler Molle. Brewers have the second highest total. They're behind the Blue Jays and right before the A's. They have a 4.8 total. Lefties 413. Righties 308 versus Tyler Molle. So Eric Thames is very, very much in play in this one. Matt Olson at 43 is intriguing if you want to go that route. If you're not using Faria, Joey Gallo at 4,000, always in play with that upside. Trey Mancini, first base, outfield eligible. He's 37 versus Mr. Matt Boyd. Baltimore has the fifth highest total at 4.5. Lefty's 280, but righty's 351 with some power off of Matt Boyd. Mancini went deep on Tuesday night, so $3,700 worth a shot as well. Jose Martinez versus Lester could be in play if that game is playing. CJ Cron versus Cole Hamels at 34. If you're targeting Hamels, I mentioned the Rays. That's another reason. Hamels is 10-3, the most expensive pitcher, with the Rays at the fourth highest total at 4.6. So do the math on that. Lefty's 225, righty's 334. So CJ Cron at 34, worth a shot as well. As you can tell, lots of bats on this day slate. You go down a little more, like Roberto Guzman of the Texas Rangers, or Ronaldo Guzman, I'm sorry, Ronald Guzman at $2,900. He's worth a shot. Another big night on Tuesday night from him against Faria. Other than that, check your lineups and see what comes out, because there's not too much more below Guzman that I'd look at. Second base, Solarte at 4K. He went deep on Tuesday. Second base, third base eligible at 4K. Worth a shot. Our boy Jed Lowry on his birthday Tuesday night went deep yet again. $4,000, definitely in play. Probably a must play unless you're playing Solarte. Lowry's outstanding. You just can't hate it. Yoan Moncada at 36, not bad. He had a homer and a stolen base. Decent night on Tuesday. Scooter Jeanette at 35, nice value play there as well in the middle of that lineup. Other than that, there's really not much at the second base. Drew Robertson at 2,900, second base shortstop eligible, right-handed bat versus Cole Hamels as a nice value option there. But see what else pops out when the lineups drop. Third base, you got Chris Bryant, Matt Chapman at 44 versus Fulmer is very, very nice. Solarte, we mentioned him at 4,000. Travis Shaw at 36, super cheap. We mentioned how lefties crushed Tyler Molle. So a guy like Travis Shaw is definitely in play there. Adrian Beltre at 33 versus Jacob Faria. Not bad if you're not using Faria at all. Tim Beckham, 3,100. Right-handed pop against Boyd is a good value play. Jed Jericho, if that game plays against Leicester at 29, good career history versus Leicester. So keep an eye on him as well. And then Danny Valencia for Baltimore at 2,800. He plays a lot versus lefties, hits lefties really, really well. So he's a good value play against Boyd as well. So Danny Valencia at 28, someone to keep an eye on. Shortstop. Manny Machado is $5,000. And it's not out of line. It's really not. Definitely worth a look there. Paul DeJong at 42. Tim Anderson at 4,000. Not so much there. But DeJong at 42 I do like as an option in that matchup. If Chad Pinder gets the play at 32, I don't mind him. Marcus Semien at 32 also against Fulmer. Semien's been hitting at the top of that order, so he could be in for an interesting ball game there. Other than that, Drew Robinson, mentioned him already at 29. Denny Echeverria, decent history versus Hamels. Not a good year, but he's $2,800, hitting second in that Rays order. So a nice right-handed option there if you choose to go that route. Let's go to outfield where we'll be locked and loaded. You got Tommy Pham at 47, K with the Chris Davis at 46. Those are good plays, like always. You know, like Lorenzo Cain at 43. I like him leading off against Molly, especially if you're stacking the Brew Crew. That's a good stack piece. Christian Yelich was activated from the DL on Tuesday. He's expected to start on Wednesday. So 4,200 for Christian Yelich, a left-handed bat versus Molly. Very nice look. Very, very nice look. Adam Jones, 41 versus Boyd, is in play. If you're getting a hint of who we're targeting, you got it. Adam Duvall at 4,000, not bad. He's heating up a little bit, so you can keep an eye on him. A guy like Curtis Granderson at 37 versus Ian Kennedy, I like that a lot for some sub-4K value in the outfield. Trey Mancini at 37, we talked about him already. I like that as well. Nomar Mazara at 34 could be in play for you if you're not using Faria. Matt Joyce, top of the order for Oakland at 34 against Fulmer, very much in play also. Billy Hamilton at 32 and Jesse Winker at 32, both guys, whichever one's leading off, is the one I lean to more so if you're stacking the Reds. If you go down farther, Malik Smith, 3K, maybe. I prefer a righty on the mound, but I can get with it if you need to go that route. Other than that, maybe Anthony Santander for Baltimore at $2,900. If he cracks the lineup, switch hitter, a little bit of pop, he could be a value play down below. We're not talking about him. Sorry. Other than that, I think Harrison Bader at 27 versus Leicester. I do like that if he cracks the lineup. And Paulo Orlando at 27 versus J.A. Happ if you need a little bit of Royals love if you're not using Happ. But I'm thinking it might be. So there it is. There is your six-game day slate. Recapping your pitching real quick for you. You got J.A. Happ at 96, Triggs at 85, Gausman at 64, Jacob Faria at 62. If you have any questions on your bats or anything, let me know. I'll do the BVP at the end to help you out there. But before we get to the seven-game main slate, let me talk to you about Draft. Draft.com and Draft in your app store is the coolest new way to play fantasy sports. Snake-style drafts, or you can do head-to-heads, three-mans, six-mans, eight-mans, ten-mans, all kinds of cool drafts. Or, hey, if you just want to pick a team, dream team. It's just tons of fun. Drafts take less than 5 minutes to get paid out the next day. You can do running tournaments or just single-day tournaments, whatever you prefer. When you deposit for the first time, you get entry into a free $3 tournament by using promo code SDSports when you check out. So check out Draft and Draft.com, Draft in your app store, promo code SDSports, and try out the newest cool way to play fantasy sports. And I really like it. If you have questions, hit me up. I will help you out and direct you through it and get you all set up ready to rock and roll. Now let's get to that seven-game main slate we were looking at. We got some much, much better pitching, and it kicks us. Oh, weather concerns. Washington at the Mets, wind blowing out to right at 12 miles an hour. Philadelphia, Atlanta blowing in from right at 15. Other than that, for now, looks great. Keep checking your weather throughout the day as things change. Top price pitcher, Garrett Cole at $11,900, and he has earned every penny of that this year. He's been the best pitcher in baseball. I'll say it. The best, at least DraftKings-wise, the best pitcher in baseball. 36.8, 34.8, 36.8. Texas, San Diego at Texas. This is at the Seattle Mariners. We just saw Dallas Keuchel shut him down on Monday. Lance McCullers, 11K, is looking filthy on Tuesday. And, you know, there could be a hiccup. There really could be. But I'm not counting on it. A 365 total for the Mariners. Lefties, 325. Righties, 292. When you're looking at Garrett Cole, the Mariners only strike out 20% of the time, but I already told you, That's been remedied by Lance McCullers. He's got a 44.5% ground ball rate, a 10.2% swinging strike, and a K rate of over 25%. I love Gerrit Cole. I have no problem using him on Wednesday if you feel the need. When you drop down a little farther, there's Jose Berrios at 11,000. Don't mind it at all. I just don't really want to get in front of Cleveland because their implosion's happening soon. They got like 3 homers on Tuesday. They woke up a little over the weekend. Berrios pitching back at home could be big, or for a young kid, that adrenaline could hurt him. And that's the part I'm worried about because he is super pumped on this. Paul Molitor came out in a press conference before Tuesday's game saying he purposely set the rotation in spring so Berrios would get the pitch in Puerto Rico. That's awesome. I am so happy for him that he gets to do it. But as a young kid, that adrenaline and the adrenaline dump after can be very scary. I hope he pitches great. I'm just not going to use him. I'll pay up for Gerrit Cole, or I'll pay down for his opponent in that matchup, Carlos Carrasco, at $10,500 against those Minnesota Twins. Carrasco's been very good to start the year, coming off a 33.8-point performance against the Detroit Tigers. He'll be going to Puerto Rico to face the Twins, who strike out 25% of the time. So definitely on the radar there. And when you're looking at the Twins, team total, the lowest on the slate at 3.3. The lowest on the slate, or tied for the lowest on the slate with the San Diego Padres. So the Minnesota Twins, lefties 311, righties 264. So I'll go down off of Berrios or go up. I'll go up to Cole or down to Carrasco. There's one other guy, 10K, Robbie Ray. Yes, he's been struggling this year, and he's pitched really good at home in his career. He's coming off an 11.7 at the Giants. He gets the Giants again on Wednesday, and we saw Patrick Corbin absolutely dice them up on Tuesday. Evan Longoria was scratched. He's a big lefty killer. Ray's biggest problem is walks. We've said it forever. Walk, walk, walk. But he still has 6 or more Ks in every start this year, facing a Giants team, striking out over 23% of the time right now. Ray's striking out almost 33% of the batters he faces, but he's walking over 11%. That's his killer. And he's given up 41% hard contact. So at 10,000, it is extremely risky. The reason I want to talk about him is there's tremendous upside against the Giants anytime you face them. They have a 3.8 total. Lefties 287, righties 290 versus Robbie Ray. And the big thing, like I mentioned with Lance McCullers on for Tuesday, the way Ray's been pitching, his ownership will be extremely low. Except maybe after Corbin dealing on Tuesday, it might raise people's opinion. But overall, I think if people are going in the 5 digits, they're going to Carrasco, Berrios, Cole. They're going that route. So I think you can get a discount on Robbie Ray when it comes to ownership. It's risky, but I do like it against the Giants because as a Giants fan, this offense, it's better than it has been, but it's still very, very sketch. So Ray at 10,000 is a play, and I think he starts to bounce back here pretty soon. But if you're nervous about it, don't use him. He is very risky for that price tag. No questions about it. The last guy up top here before we drop down quite a bit is Kenta Maeda at $9,700. This isn't a guy that I like to target a lot. I was actually really impressed with the way he pitched last season out of the bullpen towards the end of the year in the playoffs. I thought maybe they'd leave him there. He's coming off a start against the Diamondbacks where he got 1.8 points. He had 5.1 at the Giants and then 31.7 at home against the Giants. The biggest reason I want to mention him is he's facing the San Diego Padres. And yes, San Diego's got some better hitters, but most of their hitters come from the right side. When you're looking at Kenta Maeda, you got a pitcher that... Where did he go? There he is. He strikes out 26% of the batters he faces with a swinging strike rate at 12.6. Very low hard contact. And San Diego strikes out 26% of the time. San Diego's a team last year we picked on a lot. We'll pick up on a lot this year. They have they're tied for the lowest total with the Twins. We liked Carrasco. We like Kenta Maeda. Lefties at 335, righties 277. They don't have a ton of lefties. You got Eric Hosmer. You got Franchy Cordero. Maybe they sneak a Spangenberg in there or something. So they'll have a few, but not a ton to light the world on fire. So Kenta Maeda at 97 could be very, very intriguing, hopefully low-owned, and an interesting option. So your 4 pitchers at 97 or above, you got Gerrit Cole 1, Carlos Carrasco 2, Kenta Maeda 3, Robbie Ray 4. Ray and Maeda are kind of interchangeable. It just depends on your risk level. But Cole and Carrasco, by far and away, the top 2 guys up top. Now, it's not even just me dropping down. After Maeda, the next guy's $7,700. I'm going to go to $7,300 to Tanner Roark of the Washington Nationals at the New York Mets. We got to be a little worried just for the fact in his career, Roark's been worse on the road than at home, but not like dramatically worse. Nothing to really get scared about. And actually, this year, his best start has been on the road. He had 15-1 at home against Colorado, 13-9 at home against these Mets, where he went five innings, gave up five earned, two homers, four walks, but nine Ks. And then he had 26.8 at Atlanta. Now he's at the Mets, and we've seen Syndergaard and DeGrom do their thing dirty, dirty. And now we get Tanner Roark facing this Mets team that strikes out 22% of the time. He has a very low hard contact rate, a great ground ball rate of 47%. So there's a lot to like there. When you look at the Mets, they have like the fourth or fifth lowest total at 3.7. Lefty's 357, righty's 257. Jay Bruce might be out of the lineup again, so keep an eye on that. That'd be tremendous for him. You do have Conforto, and you know, Asdrubal Cabrera's crushing it, Brandon Nemo. There are targets to target against Roark, but for $7,300, this is definite upside material at that price tag. Next up, you go Vinny Velasquez at $7,100. This guy is, if he's healthy, he's always been really good, especially in good strikeout situations. He faced Atlanta to start the year. He got beat up. 2 2/3, 7 runs, 4 earned, 4 Ks for minus 0.6. Since then, against the Marlins, 24.5 at Tampa Bay, 24. We just saw Nick Pivetta shut down the Braves, and I forget who threw Monday. He shut him down pretty good, too. So, yes, there's risk, but the Braves strike out almost 20% of the time. You got 22% K rate for Velasquez. Hard contact, not ideal. I'll be honest, 35% doesn't make you all warm and fuzzy. But the Braves have a 4.3 total. Lefty's 362, righty's 335. So it's a GPP play that when he's on, he's got that 25-point potential. He also has a potential to get blown up. So keep that in mind with Vinny Velasquez. But at $7,100, there's not a ton down below in the 7K range that you like. So the two 7K pitchers, I got Tanner Roark 1, Vinny Velasquez 2. Now we drop all the way down. We skip the 6K range, and we're going bargain hunting. We're going Trevor Cahill hunting. Hopefully we get a little more Cahill than we get Yonny Chirinos. Sorry. I got brain farted because when I did my research, they had Tyson Ross pitching, and now he's out, and they got Luis Perdomo in. I don't like Perdomo. I wanted Tyson Ross. So then we'll go all the way down to $4,800 to Chris Stratton of the San Francisco Giants. Yes, he's in Arizona, which can be dicey. But he's coming off a 25.4-point performance at the Padres. Then against the Dodgers twice, 8-5, 10-4. It's $4,800. It's the gamble you're going to take. He's a guy that's not going to light the world on fire when it comes to strikeouts, but he's facing a D-backs team that strikes out almost 25% of the time. He strikes out close to 20%. Walks can be an issue with Stratton, but he's a good ground ball guy. Limits the hard contact. D-backs have a 4.2 total. Not that bad for a guy priced at $4,800. Lefties 327, righties 282. So there's a few lefties there that can't hurt him. But as a whole, I don't mind Stratton at that price tag at $4,800. Because plus, the rest of these low-priced options aren't ideal. You got, you know, Tyler Skaggs against Boston. I'm not getting in the way of Boston. I'm sorry. If Skaggs dominates, tip your cap. Steven Matz against the Nats, I'll watch that one. Brandon McCarthy after getting his shoulder dislocated facing Philly, no thank you. Perdomo, no. Leak, no. So Chris Stratton, that's his guy. After Vinny Velasquez, Stratton's the guy at $4,800. That's where we're looking. So recapping your pitching up top, you got Cole, Carrasco, Maeda, and Ray. In the middle, you got Roark and Velasquez. Down below, you got Chris Stratton. So as you can tell, you might have to just bite the bullet and save some money on the bats. Let's talk about those bats. Catcher's position, you got Yasmani Grandal at 38 versus Perdomo. If you're facing Perdomo, lefties crush Perdomo. So this is definitely an option for Grandal at 38. Buster Posey versus Ray. If you're fading Ray, Posey is an option at 37. Brian McCann, he went deep on Tuesday night. 3,600 versus Leak. Don't hate it. Astros have a 4.35 total. Lefties 324. Righty's 309 versus Mike Leak. So definitely an option for Brian McCann in that matchup. The farther down you go, you got a guy like Christian Vasquez catching for the Red Sox at 3,200. If you are attacking Tyler Skaggs, the Red Sox team total. Where'd you go, Boston? You're usually way up here. No way. Boston's team total is 3.6. Lefty's 296, righty's 334. So look at Mr. Velasquez at 32 if you're going that direction. Farther down for some value plays, you could look at switch hitting Matt Wieters at 29. If not, Pedro Severino should be a nice value if he cracks the lineup wherever he's at. I didn't see him on there. So make sure Severino's around and he can crack that one for you. Blake Swihart probably won't get the start. Alex Avila at 28 is a guy, though. If he's catching for Arizona against Stratton, $2,800, definite upside. in that matchup, coming off 18 points on Monday night. He could be an interesting place. The other Severino at 28. Don't know how I just went right past him. But he's an option as well. So see what comes out in the lineups. You'll find some value per the use. Let's go to first base, where we'll be loaded. Freeman at 51 is in play. Goldie at 48. Like both of them. Hanley Ramirez loves facing lefties at 46, so he's a very intriguing play. You got Belly Bombs at 45 versus Perdomo. Is also worth a look. Carlos Santana, he's going to start hitting eventually. If you want to wait, I don't blame you anymore. You got Hosmer at 42 versus Maeda. Hosmer went deep off Kenley Jansen on Tuesday night. The farther down you go, you got like Ryan Zimmerman. Does hit lefties well at 4,000. Yonder Alonso at 4,000 for fading Berrios, but that's very, very risky. The farther you go, like Adrian Gonzalez, 35, is a lefty versus Tanner Roark. If you want to go that route, it'll be very, very low owned in that matchup. Marvin Gonzalez at 33 versus Leak. Louis Valbuena at 33 versus Porcello could be interesting as well. But see what else comes out. You know, like Logan Morrison versus Carrasco at 3K. It's tough. Vogelbach versus Garrett Cole. That's a tough one as well at 29. So see what comes out. As you can tell already, bats are a lot better on the early slate than they are on the late one. Second base, you got Altuve at 5K versus Leak. He's definitely slumping for Altuve standards, but a good look as well. Ozzie Albies at 44. Cesar Hernandez at 43, I love again versus McCarthy. Cesar had another big night on Tuesday night. Phillies team total is 4.2. Lefties 284, righties 316. Kind of reverse splits versus McCarthy, but I still like Cesar Hernandez at 43. Don't mind him at all. You go down farther, like Robbie Cano. He took McCullers deep in the first on Tuesday night. He's 4,100 if you want to fade Cole or just kind of have a one-off in those kind of matchups. Sometimes it's not like completely fading a guy if you're just not using him and you want to have leverage because like everybody's going to use the popular pitcher. Like say everyone used Corey Kluber tonight or on Tuesday night and you wanted to use like Dozier and Sano just to be different. Like I'm not saying full stack attack a guy, but if you want to have one or two bats to be different in case he blows up, that'll help you out. So little things like that. Cano could be that guy if you're not using Cole. That he could get a zero because Cole just dominates. But if Cole struggles, Cano could have a big day and no one's going to own him. And you don't have to go all in on the Mariners at the same time. As Drubal Cabrera at 38, it's a really, really good play at second base against Tanner Roark. If you're not using Roark, I like that quite a bit. Eduardo Nunez, if he gets to start, he's 37 versus Skaggs, second base shortstop eligible. Howie Kendrick, second base outfield, loves facing lefties. He's 3,500. Versus Steven Matz. He had 18 points on Monday night. So he's hitting lefties really, really well. He's actually having a good start to the season overall. When you look at your Washington Nationals, a 3.8 total. Lefties 3.23. Righties 3.70 off of Steven Matz. So Kendrick at 35 is definitely worth a look. Ketel Marte, second base shortstop for Stratton at 34 is not horrible. If Spangenberg gets the start for San Diego, he's second base, third base versus Maeda at 31. Could be a value play. Same with Carlos Azuyaje. For the Padres at 2,900, a nice value, especially if he's at the top of the order, which sometimes they've been doing in these spots. A super value, and he's been playing pretty well for the most part, and when he plays, he's in the middle of that D-backs lineup. If you're not using Chris Stratton, Daniel Descalso is $2,500. He's second base, third base eligible. Super value play to help you get some cheaper, like a cheap bat here and there to load up on more expensive bats if you pay it for pitching. Descalso could be a very nice play for you there. Let's go to the third base position. Jose Ramirez went deep on Tuesday. He's heating up. He's 4,600. I like that quite a bit. Todd Frazier's playing really well. Prefer versus lefties over righties, but he's playing really, really well. You got Bregman at 43. Kingery keeps getting it done. He's third base shortstop eligible at 41. Don't hate that at all in that matchup. You go down farther. You like Miggy Sano if you want to fade Carrasco at 4K. Kyle Seager at 35 versus Cole could be worth a dart if you want to go GPP there. Spangenberg again at 31 as he's second base, third base eligible. Other than that, it looks pretty bleak here at third base. You might have to go up top unless something opens up in lineups. Get like Devin Marrero or Ryu Ruiz or Jose Reyes, who's just horrible. But those are the kind of values you'd be looking at third base. Shortstop, Carlos Correa. Francisco Lindor stays hot. I mentioned him on Tuesday. Went deep. He's a hometown boy. Narrative is great. Before even, I told you on Monday he had 19, Sunday 29, and Saturday 10. He's been crushing the base. Or his last three games. Forgot they didn't play over the weekend. So he's been crushing it. And he goes deep again on Tuesday. So $4,700. It is Jose Berrios, so be careful. But it's nice. Trey Turner, on the other hand, 4,600 leading off for the Nats against Steven Matz, I like a lot. Got another Steeler, too, on Tuesday night, so keep an eye on Trey at 46 in that matchup. The lefty, Corey Seager, at 44 versus Perdomo could be intriguing. Eduardo Nunez, mentioned him at 37. Ketel Marte, talked about him already at 34. Freddie Galvez, 32 versus Maeda for a cheapie. Ahmed Rosario at 32 is okay, but J.P. Crawford at 31 versus McCarthy is a value. I don't mind that at all. The farther down you go, you have to check lineups because it's bleak yet again. Let's go to the outfield and wrap it up. Mikey Trout at 55 is in play. Mookie Betts, 3 home runs on Tuesday night. He's going to be chalkier than chalk, than chalk, than chalk, than chalk. But he's facing Skaggs at 5,300 and could be in for another multi-donk game. So don't hate it at all. Bryce Harper, people will see the lefty-lefty and maybe think twice. He's still a very, very good hitter. He is Bryce Harper at 5,200, so don't get completely scared off there. You got Rhys Hoskins, of course, Springer. J.D. Martinez at 49. He is one of the most dominant hitters in baseball in the last couple of years against left-handed pitchers. Exit velocity, hard contact rate, you name it. J.D. Martinez has it at 49, so he might be the top option price-wise at this position at 4,900 bucks. Definitely keep an eye on that. Michael Conforto at 47 is worth a look for Tanner Roark, so keep him in mind. You know, Justin Upton at 45 is okay. You go down farther. If Jay Bruce gets in the lineup, he's 42 versus Tanner Roark. He's not bad. Josh Reddick at 41 versus Leak is in play. Or Odubel Herrera at 4K. Price tag is coming up. He's been like mid-threes for a while for us, up to 4K. He's still worth a look for Brandon McCarthy, hitting third in that lineup. Definitely like that there. Matt Kemp's on fire, went deep again on Tuesday. Just keeps crushing the baseball. He's 3,900. Perdomo's usually pretty good versus righties, though, so just keep that in mind. The farther down you go, Peralta for the D-backs at 3,600 versus Stratton can be a nice value play. McCutchen hits lefties really well, so if you aren't using Robbie Ray, McCutchen at 35 gives you some leverage. Franchi Cordero, I mentioned him, he's 3,500. Usually, not always, but when he's in the lineup versus a righty, he leads off, so this could be a good play at 3,500 versus Kenta Maeda. Farther down you go, you got Cole Calhoun at 34 versus Porcello. I like that. Ender Inciarte at 33 could be intriguing. Marcakis at 32. All possible plays. If you want to try for a home run or bust, you got Jock Peterson at 33. But just realize it's a home run or bust. Brandon Nimmo leading off at 3K versus Tanner Roark. Like that a ton. Big time upside there. Preston Tucker at 29. Nick Williams at 29. Both nice options in that Phillies-Atlanta game as value plays. Michael A. Taylor versus the lefty Matz at 2,900 could be a nice value as well. Other than that, I'm going to say wait till lineups come back. So there might be a couple of like Austin Jackson and Hunter Pence was 27 versus Robbie Ray. But yeah, wait and see what lineups come out and see if you can get something a little better there for you. Sorry, my throat's getting really dry. All right, let's recap the pitching for this night's slate. You got Garrett Cole, Carrasco, Maeda, Ray up top. In the middle, you got Tanner Roark, Vinny Velasquez. Down below, you got Chris Stratton. Let's take a look at your BVP before I send you on your way, as you should kind of understand the stacks we're talking about as we've gone through this, what pitchers we're targeting and whatnot. BVP, Adam Jones, 3-for-4, but small sample. Talking about the Rays versus Cole Hamels. Sucre, if he catches, 4-for-6 with a double. Edeni Echeverria, 11-for-29, double, 2 triples. Carlos Gomez, 6-for-22, double and a homer. Denard Spanzi, even 8-for-20 with a double. Wilson Ramos has taken him deep. Joey Votto versus Zach Davies, 8-for-21 with a homer. Jose Peraza, 4-for-12 with a homer. Adam Duvall, 7-for-22 with a double and a homer. Billy Hamilton, 5-for-18, 2 doubles. So definitely some good history there versus Zach Davies. Go down a little farther. Cardinals versus Lester. Ozuna, 3-for-8 with a double and a homer. Jericho, 6-for-19, 2 homers. It's a 3-16. Yadi Molina, 12-for-35, 3 doubles, a homer. Paul DeJong's taking him deep. Tommy Pham's taking him deep. He's giving up 6 homers to that lineup. Curtis Granderson, a guy I told you I liked versus Ian Kennedy, 6-for-14 with a double and a home run. John Jay, 5-for-12 versus J.A. Happ. Joe Mauer, 12-for-27. 4 doubles and a home run versus Carrasco, and he's smoking right now. Just absolutely torching the baseball. Let me get you a price on Joe Mauer, because I never mention him, because who wants to play Joe Mauer? Because it's like 3 singles, and he drives guys in. But he's averaging 9.4 points a game right now. He's 3,200 bucks versus Carrasco. It's not the most ideal guy to fade, but he's hit him very, very well. Eddie Rosario, 3-for-9 with a homer. Buxton's taking him deep, but Buxton's banged up. You got Miguel Sano, 5-for-14 with the double. Lomo, 3-for-8 with a double. Dozier's hitting a .192, but he's got 3 homers off of him. Let's keep those in mind. Francisco Lindor, 3-for-9 with a double off Berrios. Ramirez, 3-for-10. Nemo, 2-for-3 with a homer off Rourke. Adrian Gonzalez, 2-for-6 with a double and a homer. Conforto, 4-for-12, 2 doubles and a homer. Todd Frazier, 2-for-8 with a homer. Adrubal Cabrera, 3-for-10 with a double and a homer. As you can tell, they have had some success versus Tanner Roark. Michael A. Taylor, 3-for-12 with a homer. Wieters, Rendon, Avalte, and Steven Matz deep. Not a lot of big sample sizes on this slate, so let's keep that in mind. Small samples aren't the best. Hunter Pence, he has team BVP versus Corbin, I warned you. Well, he's also 7-for-13, 2 doubles versus Ray. Andrew McCutchen, 4-for-13 with a homer. Panic, 7-for-17 with a double. Posey, 5-for-20, double and a homer. Red Sox, Angels. Cole Calhoun, 7-for-19, 2 doubles off Ricky Porcello. Cozart's 3-for-5 with a double. Kinsler, 9-for-20, a double and a triple. Pujols, 9-for-26, 3 doubles and a homer. Anderson Simmons, 5-for-15 with a homer. Trout, 7-for-29, 2 homers. As a team, the Angels hit .311 off of Porcello with 7 home runs. So that could be a sneakier stack that we didn't really talk a ton about. But Hanley Ramirez, 3-for-5, a double and a homer off Skaggs. Gene Segura, 8-for-23, 3 doubles off of Garrett Cole. D. Gordon, 6-for-16, sorry. Altuve, 5-for-16, with a double and a triple off Michael Leek. Freddie Galvis, 5-for-9, with a double and a homer off Maeda. Corey Spangenberg, 3-for-10, with a double and 2 homers. Renfro, 4-for-10, with a double and a homer. As a team, small sample in 46 at-bats, the Padres are 17-for-40, 4 doubles, 4 homers, and .370 off of Maeda. Utley, 4-for-13, 2 doubles off of Tyson Ross, but that doesn't count because he just got scratched for Luis Perdomo. Cancel that. Well, there you have it, folks. MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday edition. We have 2 slates that we broke down, 6-game early, 7-game late. Go check us out, thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. We got a big Wednesday of Italia Serie A soccer, and Francisco's got all your plays for that action for you soccer degens out there. We have golf. The Valero Texas Open goes down on Thursday. You got Jesse's picks. You'll have the OADs coming out. You'll have some stuff from Rob. You'll have the Always Pressing DFS podcast already out there with myself, Jesse, and Rob. Check out Jesse's piece on fanshare.sports.com. Great stuff there. Again, draft.com, promo code SDSports for entering a free $3 tournament. I'm on Twitter at BDIntric. And come join the Sports DGen Slack chat. The more of you guys we get in there, the more we talk. You guys talk to each other. You talk to me. Talk to whoever else. We could have a lot of fun. We talked quite a bit the last couple days, and guys were making some money. So jump in there. It's free. Hit me up for an invite if you need it, or hit up D-Sports DJ and slide into the DMs, and we'll take care of you. But more importantly, good luck on your Wednesday. Your MLB DFS Quick Hits, April 18th edition in the books. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.